You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 1st, 2021. Look where we are on the calendar. Oh, my God. And it's going to get faster between here and the end of the year. And we're going to have to see who's going to be president at that point. Why do I bring that up? Well, Joe Biden is not doing much for the Democrats right now, and of course they got the 2022 election coming up, but I'm not so sure that him stepping aside or being pushed aside at this point is going to be any good for them anyway, because you know who comes in next. But Biden is making a move today. He's absolutely going out of the White House. He's going to go to Capitol Hill, scheduled to meet with House Democrats about 30 minutes from now. They're trying to get that budget bill through, a $2.1 trillion compromise framework floated by Democrat leaders in the White House, trying to bridge the gap between the factions inside the Democrats. No, there's still the Democrats that want $3.5 trillion. AOC, when she heard about the suggestion from Senator Manchin, maybe $2 trillion would be a good idea, she laughed. Ha, 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 so silly. Senator Bernie Sanders had said, this is unacceptable if we don't get what we're supposed to. And he said, I'm not going to vote on anything when there's such disarray in the Democrat Party. Well, hell, that's going to continue for some time. In the meantime, 33 Republican senators sending a letter to Senate Majority Leader Schumer calling out what they call the harmful tax penalties for married couples. In other words, while you were told this thing won't cost you anything, married couples, you would be suffering. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of Vermont, one of the two standouts, along with Arizona's Kristen Sinema, not willing to buy into this big package, upsetting progressives to no end. Manchin added another caveat. He said, when we do have any kind of bill, he said, you're not going to have that language in there. What language is he talking about? Well, he found that inside, when you start looking at this $3.5 trillion bill or even the reduced one, it apparently includes getting rid of the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment denies federal dollars for abortions. Manchin says it's got to include the Hyde Amendment being protected and funded. If not, it's dead on arrival as far as I'm concerned. Merck is coming out and saying we might have a new solution for the vaccine, suggesting that they have a pill, one pill you take, each member of the family. It could be approved by the U.S. FDA within weeks and distributed quickly afterwards. But in the meantime, the vaccine mandates continue, and those vaccine mandates, Democrats overwhelmingly support them, Republicans oppose. That's according to the latest public affairs research. But in California, they're going to go ahead with vaccination mandates for those going to school, ages 7 to 12, K through 6. In the meantime, you've got some hospital personnel at the United Hospital Center in West Virginia refusing to get vaccinated and facing termination. They say it's not right. It's not right for us. It's not right for everybody. They don't care. You've been told, get the shot or else you will pay. There is another option, the monoclonal antibody medicine. But South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Republican, that's a red state, says we are not getting the supply we used to, and we're thinking that Biden is stockpiling or withholding monoclonal antibody medicine from red states such as South Dakota. Governor DeSantis in Florida has raised the same issue. That is clearly playing with American lives. But the White House likes to play a lot of different ways. A lot of noise being made about that they, when Biden got his booster shot, you thought he was in the White House with a view of the Rose Garden behind him? Nope, nope, no, no. He'd walked across to a South Court auditorium where they had a mock-up of the White House. Just because they can.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, with all due respect to you, Hugh, who I do respect you and your intellect, I just completely disagree with that premise, because there are an awful lot of people who do listen, who do the right thing from a public health standpoint. So because there are a lot of people who have ideas about conspiracies and changing minds and flip-flopping, that's not a reason to step down, not at all.
That is Dr. Fake defending why he should stay in charge of the National Institutes of Health. That was in an interview he did with Hugh Hewlett. We're going to go through this in more detail with you in a moment. But Hewlett was very good about pressing on some issues, which I give him certain praise for it. I wish I'd had that opportunity with Dr. Fake. I'm not saying I could have done better at all. I think Hugh did a very good job. But he did expose Dr. Fake. Now, that may be why right there, Larry, is why you were not going to get the interview with Dr. Fake, Fauci. See, there you go. You did it again. But the question had been raised by Hugh Hewlett, I should say. I think I mispronounced it. I apologize, Hugh. On his radio show that, you know, maybe if you weren't up at the top anymore for a while and you got a fresh face, a new look, that maybe more Americans would accept some of the information and details and be willing to get vaccines. And you wouldn't have to be ordering it. Because what they're looking at, he's not saying this, but what I'm pointing out is the obvious flip-flop of Fake, Dr. Fake and Fauci, whatever, from the beginning. And they do address that to some extent in the interview, which we'll hear shortly. But in the beginning, When word came out of China what was happening, the World Health Organization sold us the same story the Chinese wanted. And Dr. Fake, with his lab in the Wuhan vicinity where this originated, I should say his lab, money he was sending money to, a lab that he was supporting with federal dollars, he knew what was going on, or should have known. He didn't speak out then. He didn't say this is a bigger issue. No, his approach was World Health Organization says not a big deal. We think it's going to be anything bigger than the flu. Well, actually, the country in Norway just the other day decided to reclassify COVID as nothing more than the flu. Exactly the same thing. But in Australia, they've got draconian lockdowns, police rounding people up, and threats of that coming into the U.S. at this point. And how much of it has to do with fear of the vaccine or just not belief in the system anymore? Now, the fear of the vaccine and our fear of the government might account for the fact that in New York City, 70%+ of black Americans, 18 to 50, have not taken the shot, so they're not allowed to dine inside restaurants, which to them says that looks like Jim Crow segregation days again. I would agree. But they can't go in unless they've got a documentation they've gotten the shot. But many of them haven't, either for religious reasons, don't want the shots for whatever reason they have of their own that they're entitled to, their body, or past experiments carried out by the government on black Americans at their expense and often death. But it's not just those folks. It's not just those folks that are pushing back. Numerous hospital workers are facing being laid off. In New York State, they've been told. And the governor said, Hochul, new governor, not Cuomo, Governor Hochul said, well, we'll bring them in from the Philippines if necessary. And this week at the United Hospital Center in Bridgeport, Virginia, healthcare workers were fighting against vaccine mandates. One of them pointing out healthcare workers are being coerced to take the vaccine. We've made a choice. It's not right for us. It doesn't mean it's right for everybody. That couldn't be right for many, but it's not right for us. We're being bribed. In other words, you're being extorted more directly. And we got a group of New York City public school teachers petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court as of yesterday to block that city mandating that all teachers have to have it. In California, as I mentioned in news and commentary a moment ago, Governor Newsom becoming the first state to announce students will have to be vaccinated. He said the requirements will be phased in by grade groups 7 through 12, then K through 6 will start for each group only after the FDA approves the vaccine for that list of students. And a poll from the Associated Press, Center for Public Affairs Research, found 51% support President Biden's proposal, requiring companies with more than 100 employees to either mandate the vaccine or rigorous weekly testing. 35% of that number strongly approve. 23%, or I should say a third of them, 34% disapprove, and 23% of them strongly disapproving. So, again, this interview that Hugh Hewitt was having with Dr. Fauci saying, you just don't have the trust of the American public.
I've lost confidence in the CDC and the FDA. And I actually believe a lot of Americans, a significant part of America, now have lost confidence in you, Dr. Fauci. Is there a point where you will say, I do more harm than good because people don't listen to me anymore, and step aside?
No. Absolutely, unequivocally, no, Hugh. Sorry.
Sorry, you're going to have to live with me. No, we don't. Of course, with the Biden administration, we may have to, because he's all about pushing this forward. Remember, he's demanded that OSHA come up with these rules and put them into effect right away to penalize these companies. And I was telling you about based on that survey a moment ago, and it's supposedly got 51% of Americans supporting that. But 3 weeks now after Biden said that we were going to do that, OSHA is still trying to work out details of it. Oh, and something else. Democrats have now slipped in fines of up to $700,000 for those companies that don't follow the Biden Coronas rules. Where do they slip that in? Oh, it was inside that $3.5 trillion, 2,400-page spending bill. So again, Hewitt pushing and saying everything is happening, and this stuff I just read to you has happened since that radio interview. Hewitt pushed Dr. Fake again.
Is there a point where you will say, I do more harm than good because people don't listen to me anymore, and step aside?
No, absolutely, unequivocally, no, Hugh. Sorry. I mean, I agree with a lot of the things that you've been saying. You come from a different perspective than I do. But I think the thing that gets lost in the discussion and that people need to understand, and I do know that some people don't understand it and don't accept it, even if they, you know, smart people who evaluate it in their own context, is that we have been dealing with an evolving situation. And I just get back to what I've said before, and I totally understand and respect your differences, Hugh, that when you have an evolving situation and data are rapidly evolving in something that's unprecedented and unknown, you have to evolve with it and look at the data as it exists now and make, to the best of your ability, a decision, a recommendation, all the kinds of things that go into the evolution.
The evolution. So the evolution, like in the beginning when Dr. Fake said, oh, you don't need a face mask, not be that big of a deal. And then two, face mask isn't doing you any good. Oh, then maybe you need two face masks, evolving. Then evolving, okay, we got a vaccine. If you don't want to wear the mask, get the vaccine. Oh, no, you got to also wear the mask. And then we need to mandate vaccinations because we must protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. Well, what the hell was a vaccine supposed to do? But Fauci is insisting. You may have some problems with me. You may raise questions. I respect that, Hugh. And Hugh admitted, said, I got the booster. I'm Mr. Vaccine. He said, I just got to the point where it's simply a matter of the fact that maybe Tony Fauci in the era of social media is different than Tony Fauci of the beginning of HIV. And maybe a new face would actually end up getting more people to follow the storyline. No, Dr. Fake says, well, let him say it.
You know, with all due respect to you, Hugh, who I do respect you and your intellect, I just completely disagree with that premise, because there are an awful lot of people who do listen, who do the right thing from a public health standpoint. So because there are a lot of people who have ideas about conspiracies and changing minds and flip-flopping, that's not a reason to step down. Not at all.
And when he says changing minds and flip-flopping, is he talking about himself or the American public, huh? Riddle me that. I'm looking at a piece Sidney Powell sent me. You know, the other day the question was asked of Joe Biden, when are we going to, after he was getting his booster shot in that fake White House setting across from the White House to make it look like he's in the White House. Why? Because what? They may be wanting a lot of different photographers to shoot it. Normally what you do is you have a pool photographer shoot it, and all that video goes to all the operations one time. I had no idea why they decided to do it that way. But that's fake, like much of the stuff has been coming out, is we're not sure if it's fake or fact anyway. So no wonder there's distrust. And anyway, Biden was asked, when are we going to get to normality? So we're going to get 98% vaccination. 98%? Sidney Powell sent me this thing, said, wonder when we'll get to herd intelligence. But again, Dr. Fake in the interview with Hugh Hewitt says, I'm Superman. Everybody believes me. I'm the savior of the world.
You are creating an absolutely false narrative that people sit down and say, you know, I know that vaccines are good. I know that they may save my life and that they may save the life of my family and that I have a societal responsibility in order to keep this outbreak under control and to get it really under control. But I'm just not going to get vaccinated because of Tony Fauci. Hugh,
you're not hearing me.
No way.
You're not hearing me, doctor. You're not hearing me. I'm saying people see you come on and they turn off the channel because they don't like you. Whereas if a new face arrives, a new younger face that says, okay, new start, I'm never going to tell you that masks don't need to be worn because I got to. If a new person shows up, I think we're more effective.
You think so? I think you, Hewitt, might be right. Of course, if it's still under this administration, which it would be, I don't know. Here's what might be more effective. Merck & Company stating today they have a COVID-19 pill that reduced hospitalizations and deaths by 50% in those infected with the coronavirus. And if the FDA gives it approval, it could be available within weeks. No jab, take the pill, may be better. And of course, while they want you to be following restrictions, they're letting the border flood with illegals and COVID.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Here's some good news. First Crypto World is now open in St. Charles, the first brick-and-mortar store where you can learn about cryptocurrencies and buy crypto merchandise. First Crypto World also has 3D printing services. In fact, I'm getting some promotional items printed. 3D. Get full details at firstcryptoworld.com. firstcryptoworld.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Look, we know that the foreign minister of Panama has warned there's 60,000 just Haitians about ready to cross the border. That's about four times more than we saw under that bridge in El Paso. So this thing is getting out of control, will be and continue to be out of control until the Biden administration changes their policy. Basically, just has to revert back to the Trump policies, and most of this will stop.
Absolutely fact. Congressman Carlos Jimenez, Republican of Florida. He said more are coming from Panama. Yeah, the Panamanian foreign minister said that yesterday. 60, 80,000 Haitians coming to the southern border of the U.S. And we just had those almost 20,000 under that bridge in Del Rio that have now been moved out. I'll discuss that in just a moment. But that kind of warning, and what is the Biden administration doing? Well, we've got Mayorkas, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, and I can't even remember now who else is going down there with him. Doesn't really make any difference. They're going down to meet their Mexican counterpart in Mexico City, October the 8th, going to go down and have meetings and discuss. They're not saying exactly what, but we assume they're going to talk about it. Security operations and maybe stalling some of this immigration coming to our borders. But I wouldn't count on it. No, your answer, you asked our question, and the answer is no, VP Harris is not going to be there. She doesn't want her hands dirtied by this thing. I don't want to deal with the unwashed in this whole story. She didn't like it when Biden gave it to her. Oh, she did make a trip across the border down to the Northern Triangle at 35,000 feet or better, then came back the same way. Finally got down to El Paso, Texas, in a sanitized presentation of how bad it's been. And more Panamanians are now coming because they've seen what had happened. There's a coalition in Del Rio that's helped coordinate travel for nearly 1,200 of these between September 20th and 24th. It's a humanitarian coalition. And they're saying these folks coming in, it's not their intent to stay in Del Rio. They want to reunite with their loved ones. This is a faith-based organization, a group of local citizens and agencies dedicated to helping migrants get to their destinations after their release from federal custody. And they claim migrants purchase their own tickets. Well, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. You can't really criticize these people that are doing what they can. Their heart goes out, especially for the kids. And if they're really going somewhere to meet with family, they're just not going to be going anywhere. But they're not really being tested. We've already heard that from Mayorkas, they have not really been tested, and one out of every five coming across has some kind of disease. And we don't know about vetting them either. We don't know how many coming in that are not anywhere from Mexico, but out of the Middle East, they're Taliban or Al-Qaeda or ISIS terrorists coming in. So praise and prayers to those who are stepping up to help. But the more you help, the more of them are going to come. And one of the spokeswomen for the organization said, we've had quite a few newborns born here. That means they're now U.S. citizens, which is maybe what mom had in mind anyway. God praise them for their work, but you're just encouraging more of it to happen. Coming up, going to be joined by Dr. J. Michael Waller with the Center for Security and on how military psyops are being deployed against the American public for political purposes. And before we wrap up this hour, a song by Tom McDonald, Brainwashed, a rapper. I'm going to read his lyrics, and they are very pertinent to today.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota, for life.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My next guest, I've tried for about a week to find a time that could work out, we could have him on. His subject title got me immediately interested. He's since done an interview on a piece he wrote. I'm talking about the Senior Analyst for Strategy with the Center for Security Policy, Dr. J. Michael Waller. Glad to have you on board, sir.
Hi, Larry.
I was looking at, of course, I know you did an interview with Scott Wheeler on One American News that aired September 23rd, talking about in the spring and summer of 2020, former military officers used adapted technology to, quote, enhance a disinformation narrative about Russian collusion. You're talking about, of course, psychological warfare. Let's begin with, what do we mean by psyops to begin with?
Well, psyops is a military term intended to target the enemy's head to modify how they think, how they perceive, and how they act, and either to make them afraid and fearful, to get them to make mistakes or to give in to you, or to make them gradually believe whatever message you have to say, or even to help out. Help people come over to your own side. But it's a military tool designed to mess with people's heads.
And also out through the CIA and other such agencies, correct?
Right.
And again, messing with their head, then you basically make them more like sheep?
Rather than shooting somebody to make them do what you want them to do, you get them to do your will. Now, some psychological operations are dangerous. Psychological operations is sort of the tactical and the operational subset of psychological warfare. So what we're talking really is psychological warfare. You're trying to get them to break their will, to lose their desire to fight you, or even want to give up their cause completely, snitch on their friends, come over to your side, do whatever it is that's in your interest.
You pointed out in your interview, and of course you got a very lengthy article. I want to get into more details of it. Washington Posted first reported where I saw it originally, that we had you stated, and I'm reading a quote here, sir, the people who designed the U.S. military counterinsurgency manual against al-Qaeda and the Taliban were the ones who came out in 2020 to weaponize these types of technologies and techniques against people who supported President Trump.
That's right. That was former Lieutenant Colonel John Nagel, who was the lead officer who wrote the Army's counterinsurgency manual in 15 years ago or so, around 2005. And interestingly, though, that counterinsurgency manual didn't make use of psychological warfare. I ended up writing a piece partly with the Army and partly by myself at the Institute of World Politics, which was a graduate school where I taught at, inserting the psychological warfare side of it. It's called Fighting the War of Ideas Like a Real War. And because we weren't going to win simply by killing enemy and by doing, you know, LGBT education programs in Afghanistan. You know, that's not the way to do it. So Nagel and the counterinsurgency manual people didn't want anything to do with me by that point. Well, then it emerges now in the 2020 election. Nagel resurfaces, taking military technology developed since that time to target people online and through their phones to figure out where messages are coming from, like where people like you and me are and your listeners would be, what they're saying, what they're thinking, who are the ones who are the nodes of information that are distributing dangerous ideas, how can you target them and either overwhelm them or discredit them or take away their audience from them. It was this type of technology that has another way, too. Well, they can kill you by tracking you on your cell phone with the same technology.
Sure.
That was adapted for the campaign last year against Donald Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, and when the Washington Post also used the article, they did refer to you. Which general were you naming in your piece then at that point?
Oh, that was General Stanley McChrystal.
Okay, I want to make sure. I thought you said that. It kind of broke up. Because they also did that, I'm sure, based on a lot of your information. And they were pointing out that he was going to be doing exactly what you said. What has been his response? Has he denied it? Or what's to his side, of credit, if there is any, what's his response?
He hasn't said anything. But others affiliated with his firm have said, look, it's commercial technology now. It was developed by the Pentagon, by their Defense Advanced Projects Research Agency called DARPA. And then it was later privatized and commercialized, and so anybody's free to subscribe to it. So what's the big deal? If our marketers can do it, and if Twitter and Facebook and everybody is selling the data, what's the big deal?
And then a couple of them who were involved were pointing out that it's inevitable that we'll have a Trump dictatorship. In other words, planting that seed already that Trump gets in office is going to be a dictator, and he won't leave unless he has the – in fact, you'll have to have the military pull him out of office. I mean, that was what we heard from the cry from the left, especially after that debacle at the Capitol January 6th. They said, see, here's proof that this was going to happen. Well, the seed was already planted in the minds – of those who were unsure or were already anti-Trumper, the guy is dangerous to the nation.
Exactly. Around May of 2020, they started that theme. And they were calling the Department of Homeland Security Trump's private army. He never. First, the Department of Homeland Security is full of liberals. I know a lot of them and how it works. It was never conservative-minded from when it was founded. In fact, it was the brainchild of a liberal think tank. So it's not like Trump could privatize it because it was a government entity. It doesn't have its own army, and it's not on, you know, it's a professional force, but to the extent that it has political bias, it's liberal. So it was a completely absurd argument that they were getting just to get people riled up for Election Day, because I think that they knew in advance about electoral fraud. It was beyond just a small cabal of people, and they knew this was going to happen and that Trump would contest the election. So they needed the military literally to overthrow the president.
All right,
constitutional crisis.
Sir, let me interrupt you there. And again, folks, you're listening to Dr. J. Michael Waller, the Center for Security Strategy, a senior analyst for them, security policy, I should say. When you mention that there would be election fraud, immediately many people say, you're going to peddle that story again. It was fraud. It was stolen. He lost the election, so forth and so on. I believe there was fraud. Was there enough to overturn it? I don't know. I've tried to say, let's move past that, look to 2022 and 24. But if some of those same systems are in place, I do worry.
Exactly. And we don't know the extent of the fraud. And if there was, I mean, there's always been some fraud in big, you know, big city machines and elections. That's a given, you know. But whether it's enough to tip the election, we don't know. What we do know is that starting in the spring of 2020, the Biden side was, and Nancy Pelosi herself, were all spreading stories that Trump was going to say the election is full of fraud, and that the votes had been tipped to sway the election against him and he would not leave office. So it wasn't Trump who started that narrative. It was Pelosi and the Biden team months and months before the election.
Well, to that extent, if we go back to when Hillary and Trump were running and they were asked during that debate, at least two different debates, will you accept the verdict of the voters? And Hillary said, oh, yeah, whatever they decide, that's it. And Trump said, well, maybe, we'll see what it says. And, of course, she condemned it. How dare you question? That's the American process. And yet when she lost, immediately they started saying it had to be rigged and the Electoral College should not be part of the election process, despite what the Constitution
right.
says.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting what you just raised? The left wanted to get rid of the Electoral College until the 2020 election. You don't hear them talking that much about it anymore.
No. It works.
Now that there are ways to tip it, whether they're honest or dishonest ways, we don't know. But now that it's tippable, you don't have – so they wanted to rig our electoral system anyway and alter our Constitution to get rid of the Electoral College.
Well, as we go into our last minute here, I mean – if this kind of stuff is being played and using military people who have used it against true foreign terrorists of this country, and now they're turning it on Americans and trying to make them out to be terrorists when they're just exercising their rights, what's the future?
It's really dangerous, and I know personally, Larry, because I have used this technology myself. I've seen it work on the back end, and I've seen what it can do to a foreign enemy. And so it's really terrifying to see what it can be done to American citizens.
Do you expect it to escalate, or now that it's more exposed? I mean, people are a little bit more skeptical of everything, the government in particular, especially after COVID. While COVID created the perfect storm for Trump to be ousted because of mail-in ballots, just the final question, do you think the American people are going to be more aware or just not up to speed?
I think they're going to be more aware, but not enough of them will be. This type of technology is out there. It's privatized now. There's no escaping it, so it's just part of our own reality of our country now.
All right. Dr. Waller, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. We'll do it again.
Good talking to you, Larry.
You bet. Thanks. He nailed on some things that are pointed out in a song by Tom McDonald, a rapper. I'm going to read those lyrics to you when we continue.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Maybe I'm going deaf. Maybe I'm going.
Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, I always try to make sure you understand sources that I use. I do it for two reasons. One, to give them credit. And two, if they're wrong, they also get blamed. But I want you to also understand it's not my work, it's someone else's work. And also try to be very clear with you and transparent if I've got any connection with someone that we have on or some story idea, whatever it might be. John Beal owns John Beal Roofing and runs it, and I've been a spokesman for the John Beal Roofing Company, and proudly so, for since 2013. And they are a sponsor of this program. I just want you to know my history and background. Plus, John and I are good friends, as I am with many of his staff, Sam Maiden and others out there. But John, in addition, we've also spent a lot of social time together. But John called me today and said, I don't know if you've heard this song by Tom McDonald. You may not have time to play the whole thing, but you ought to pull up the lyrics. And I'm glad he called and told me. This is Tom McDonald. He's a rapper, Canadian-born rapper, songwriter, was a professional writer. He had a song with White Boy. Originally, it became a big hit for him in 2021, 33 years of age. Again, this is Canadian. And I am going to read some of this song, the lyrics. Here we go. Half the country fell asleep, but they scream woke. We're distracted by vaccines and TV shows, politics, celebrity, gossip, popular neat notes, Black lives, white lives, which lives mean most? We only dedicate one day to remember our fallen soldiers, the men and women who died young. But if you come out of the closet as Caitlyn Jenner, you're a hero. You get a whole Pride Month. The most dangerous pandemic's propaganda from these clowns. Only mask that's going to save us is duct tape on they mounds. Mouths, I should say. Don't speak. We don't need to defund police. Need to defund the media. Who lies with the teeth, like Big Pharma doesn't cure your dog, because every patient that gets cured is a customer lost, and Big Oil runs the world, the only wars that get fought. But if a white man acts too white, he's white trash. He's a racist, he's a bigot, he's a monster. Let's just have the conversation. Not every liberal is dumb. Not all Republicans are racist. The government wants everybody fighting with their neighbors, because they know if we get along, we'll probably go against them. They can't stop us because we're ready to fight. Try to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed. How did monkeys become people and people turned into sheep? Fake news, fake woke, distract and divide. You're either right or you're left or you're black or you're white. Now I don't know what I'm more sick of, rappers or Joe Biden. Looking like he ate 100 Xanax for dinner. Because censoring the president and kicking him off Twitter is a bigger threat to freedom than foreign ballistic missiles. Don't trust the police or the government. People giving up their right to own a firearm? Would you be comfortable with police and the government, the only people on the planet with the right to buy a gun? So the conflict is between us and never with the system. Let's have this conversation. Not every liberal is dumb. Not all Republicans are racist. The government wants everybody fighting with their neighbors because they know if we get along, we'll probably go against them. There are more words, but those say a lot. And especially, they can't stop us because we're ready to fight. Try to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. And they know that if we get along, we probably will go against them. It's titled Brainwash. The rapper is Tom McDonald. Again, he wrote it. And he's a Canadian. I don't know if he was writing it just with Canada in mind or the U.S. of are all free people. How sometimes we're manipulated. And that is perfect based on what you just heard from J. Michael Walter, senior strategist for the Center for Security Policy on psyops being waged against the American people. Military tactics to get in your mind, mess with you, and yes, cause more division and hate than unity. John, thanks for telling me about that. It is a powerful message coming from a rapper, and he wanted to make a difference. The words ring true. I hope the rest of you pick up on that as well. A couple of footnotes for you. We are also now broadcasting on an FM 100.7. If you're traveling to the east, that's a very good strong signal for you on FM 100.7. You still hear this same program. And I'm going to be off a few days next week. Kathleen England will be sub-hosting for me, filling in for me. Do an excellent job. So I know you'll make Kathleen England feel well and welcome. And wish me luck. I'm taking a few days to go to World Series of Poker opening in Las Vegas. Shoot, I may not come back. I win all that big money. No, I'll be back. In fact, I regret even being away, but I know you'll be in good hands with Kathleen England. As always, I appreciate you listening. Spread the word to others. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.